Now I'm going to move on down to verse 6, because here is one, oh, it is a great one. And it's one that I'm sure that many of you today appreciate. Children's children are the crown of old men. You know who that is? Grandfathers. Children's children are a crown of old men. And the glory of children are their fathers. Now, children look to their fathers. And I've always been grateful for a daughter that always loved and respected her father, and I've always been able to communicate with her. She has the same kind of a temper I have, short fuse, and every now and then we have a blow-up. And when we have it, I go to her. Sometimes she comes to me, and we don't even let the sun go down on us. Or I'm not about to, friends. The proverb says, children's children are the crown of old men. I'm an old man with a grandson, and I could bore you to tears talking to you about him. You heard that story about one old man said to another old man, says, have I ever told you about my grandson and shown you pictures of him? And the other man said, no, you haven't, and I want to thank you for it. But very frankly, if I had known how wonderful grandchildren were, I'd have had them before I had my children, because, oh my, how wonderful they are. Children's children are the crown of old men. Now, will you notice how wonderful this is? This draws families together. A child looks to the father, but the grandfather, he looks back to the grandchild. That's the one that his affection centers in. Now, I want to get through this chapter today. I'll move on down here and come to, well, I think I'm going to go way down here, if you don't mind. Verse 10, a reproof entereth more into a wise man than 100 stripes into a fool. Now, that, by the way, tells you something else. Somebody says, you know, poor Mr. So-and-so, he's a wonderful child of God, and look at the trouble that he's having. Look what's come to him. And may I say to you that God is coaching him because he's a wise man. But what about the fool? Well, even if God put 100 stripes on his back, it wouldn't do him any good. So maybe the reason that today some are prosperous. You remember the Lord Jesus said about that man, my, how prosperous he is. Well, he said, I'm going to tear down the old barns and put up some new ones. I'm expanding. I'm prosperous. And there's nothing wrong with building new barns. The thing that's wrong was, he's a fool. Not because I said it. Jesus said, thou fool. Why? Because he did nothing about eternity. And if the Lord had chastened him, wouldn't do him any good at all. During the great tribulation, that intense suffering and judgment that the world goes through, many people will suffer so they'll gnaw their own tongue. But do you think they'll turn to God? No, they're not going to turn to God. Why? Well, 100 stripes on a fool's back doesn't do him bitter good, friends. And that's my reason for saying again and again, there is a wrong philosophy today about prisons. Prisons are put there for the purpose of developing men and to put them back in society. Now, that may have a place, but that's not the purpose of a prison. It's punishment. Now, it's not discipline. Discipline is for a child. Your own child. But punishment is for the one that has committed a crime. We got the wrong notion about these things today. They are closing certain prisons. They've said this in California. Well, no one can be trained and put back into society. Right. Don't think it was built for that purpose. Now, I think that they've become terrible places and they become sinkholes of iniquity, but that is not, again, that is not the purpose of it. That's a place of punishment.